Hey, I appreciate you coming in at short notice because Jason is in D.C., met with Bill Flores. We talked to Bill this morning. So this is normally the mayor's slot, but I appreciate you stepping in because, after all, you represent the entire city.
And I'm glad to be here. I enjoy talking with you on these shows.
You've always got something on your mind. So today, what's kind of happening in Mike Sutherland's
world? I have a question for you. I wonder if you got sleep last night.
Yeah.
Because we had the animal shelter committee meeting last night, and we made a selection to recommend to the council to have the city operate the animal shelter. And we'll see how that turns out at the council level. But that's just a recommendation.
Sure.
And we've got a lot more things to consider. And when that'll be done on March the 8th. So
what happens, so folks will understand, whenever an entity decides that they want to put something out, they put out an RFP, request for proposal.
Right.
And so you did that, and you ask anybody who is interested if they wanted to return a proposal. And the Brazos Animal Shelter did not return one. One did, and that was a company out of Montgomery.
Yeah.
So what the council has decided is that this advisory council has decided that you didn't like what they had to say.
Yes, sir, I guess so, because we haven't seen the details of that proposal because that can only be released at the council level.
Right.
But I have a lot of faith in the judgment of those three people that were on that group. And they analyzed that proposal from the contractor and what the city could do, and they were recommending highly to go with the city. And I think one of the reasons is, in your business, you need a stable provider. You don't want the prices jerked up or down. Or down would be good, but you don't want them jerked up without some kind of notice or a reasonableness in terms of how you can adjust to it. So, and then you want to have some control over the service that you're responsible for. So I think that's where they're probably going. Because with the contracting, totally contracted, once that contract is written, you're out of the game. You just have to abide by the contract unless you can find something that's gone wrong.
Did you feel like you were misserved with the agreement and the agreement that you had with the animal shelter?
Yeah, that agreement was terrible.
I mean, beyond the charge. Okay, beyond the charge. Setting the charge aside.
Oh, yeah, yes, right.
The increase obviously was up front. But.
Yeah, but the contract itself was only essentially for 3 days of keeping the animals. Beyond that, adjusting how the animals got adopted or spay and neuter programs or education programs, we had no control in the contract over that. And one of the problems in the beginning was that the city didn't really understand what was going on. The city hadn't looked into what's happened at the animal shelter in years. And so when we started looking into it, we saw some things that could be changed to the benefit of the citizens, and you couldn't affect it with that contract.
So now one of the things you mentioned is keeping the animals for 3 days. So folks will know, they then become the property of the animal shelter to do as they can.
That's correct.
And sometimes they get euthanized and sometimes they live on.
Right.
But let's hypothetically say that council says this is a good thing and we're going to open our own shelter.
Okay.
Is one of the stipulations that the animals be kept for longer than 3 days before a decision
well,
is made?
Well, that's all open to debate now because we can control the cost.
Okay,
we
one member of council.
I think that's not as important as making sure that there's easy adoption methods. That why should you check someone's credit to pick up an animal when you're going to kill it anyway? So the more people you allow in to take the animals out, the fewer you have to euthanize.
Mm-hmm.
And the rate's been, I know we've heard in meetings like 65% is what the rate. And that's and when I've looked at the numbers, that's everything. If they're sick or whatever, they come in the front door, and what's left over is about 65% euthanized. So that's got to be dealt with. That's not acceptable in our town, our enlightened city with a vet school right here. That's got to be changed. And that's one of my motivations for trying to get the city to control it so we can reduce that euthanasia rate.
Mike Sutherland joined us this morning. He's a Bryan City Council at-large member. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the city of College Station decided they're just fine with the animal shelter, and in fact, they want to go into a long-term contract with them.
I don't want to be critical, but I think that was a little premature because if you're doing the best for your business, they had no idea what our prices were going to be or what kind of deal we would have. So I think I don't think they've made that decision yet, but I think they're going to wait to see what actually happens with how this outcome is with what we're doing now.
Well, I thought they'd already voted on that.
I don't think so. That was a workshop, I believe.
Okay.
What I saw was a workshop, so.
So now, article in paper today, so get a couple of comments. Well, no, just because it's nothing that you wouldn't know because you're quoted in here. But they quote James Baggs, who is representing the veterinarians,
right,
if you will, on this committee.
He's our veterinarian appointee for the...
He says, the reality is that there are a lot of things that need to be looked at by the city council. They didn't go into any other details, but based on your information, I mean, can you give us some general ideas as to what other things need to be looked at?
Well, he didn't mention that in our advisory meeting, so I don't know where he's going. However, that when the advisory committee presents the recommendation to the city council, we have not seen the details of the bid. So that's going to be revealed to the council. That's in the RFP. That'll only be done at the council level. So we made a recommendation, I guess really without all the details. However, we had three people that were competent. So in any case, so we're going to have to look at those details. And when we look at those details, it could change, because I'm concerned about how the numbers that they showed us at the meeting last night, they're really pretty good sized numbers. So
okay, in other words, you think, now one of the things that you said was that the amount of money we're talking about is twice the amount of money the Texas Reds has lost and close to what LaSalle has cost.
Expand on that for me. Well, but Hugh Walker and Eric Zaragoza runs the solid waste operation over there, and he's crackerjack. He has got one of the most highly complimented organizations that we have in the city. So I have faith that he can do it. But they don't have experience in buying a business. When you go to a business, you buy an income stream. And so you have to adjust that income stream based on what you think you're going to lose and then what your costs are. And they haven't really done that. They've done it more as a budget, and I could see there's a lot of room for upside on this, because they way safe-sided it.
Now, Mike Sullivan joining us this morning. Cities are cutting back. And here, now you're about to go off into another area. I mean, something that's beyond the realm of government. Why do you want the city to be going into any other kind of a business venture?
Well, I don't see this as a business venture as much as it is a health and safety. It's more like police and fire, because we're required to do this by state law. And up until now, we've contracted. I think it's always been contracted, except for the days when they used 22s to take care of the problem. But since then, for, I guess, 30 years, it's been right. Contracted. So we haven't been, don't have the experience yet in running the facility. But I'm thinking that the people we have that are in charge of it are going to be guys that can keep the expenses down and do a very efficient operation and very customer friendly.
You're going to have to hire some staff?
Yeah, right. They'll be hiring 7 people. And I think that's it. We'll have volunteers just like they have now. Same relationships with A&M. And if College Station wants to join us and the county, that I don't see any change in that.
How can a volunteer work for the city? I mean, or be in a city operation like that?
Well, they volunteer all over town. I'm almost a volunteer. I get $10 a month. But anyway,
But I mean, nonprofit volunteering is one thing. But I mean, if we're talking about volunteering for a governmental organization, is a little bit different.
Well, no, because people volunteer for everything all across the city.
Okay,
you know, so I don't see this is not any different than one of the housing projects or one of the committees that we have. You know, Brian Business Council, of those things. You know, same thing.
Gotcha. So. Okay, let's talk about
people do that now. People mm-hmm. are organized to do that now. There's lots of groups of people that want to participate.
So. Sure. Let's talk about some other stuff. What else is on your radar screen?
Well, we discussed at the retreat a bridge that the state wants to put across from the Health Science Center.
Okay. Over 47?
Over 47 okay. I don't know where it's going. I don't know where it's coming from, because there's no road to it.
So we have our bridge to nowhere right
bridge
here in Brazos County?
That's what Councilman Madison referred to it.
That's right. Okay.
I've seen one of those in Louisiana, but not here yet. But in any case, the problem for me is, as one member of the council, is that the state decided, I have to agree with Dennis Maloney on this, the state decided to put the bridge there. Why?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what the answer I get, too.
Sure, sure.
Nothing.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe in the future, but I don't see it in the short-term future.
So are you saying there was really no input? They didn't ask for any input from the...
Correct. We have not, at the retreat, I pointed out that we have not processed that at the council level. It didn't go through. We have a process that those projects get scored, and we didn't do that. That just showed up, and I was asking how it got there. So I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it got there. The other thing is that because the current economic state of affairs, the city manager's recommended not getting any new debt. So we're going to do it. If we do it, it's going to be done with the current debt service we have or the projects that we have.
Now,
so,
is this a cost share program with
yes,
the state?
Sir. Yeah.
So to what extent?
They put $9 million and we put $3 million
okay.
for the bridge, but you've got to have a road to it.
Sure. Yeah,
okay. Right. So the road's going to be $3 or $4 million.
Okay.
So that's $6 million. And right now, I've begged for 4 years to people to pay attention to. Do you know how many visits there are at Walmart every day?
No.
10,000.
Okay.
They have 70,000 people go there. And there's Lowe's in the Briarcrest Bridge area. And the bridge is a problem. That Briarcrest Bridge blocks traffic. We need to expand that sucker. So why do it over here on the west side when we got our tax-generating operation restricted? So that's been my plea for a very long time.
I can see them wanting to try to get ahead of the growth on the west side. That makes sense, but that
what
doesn't.
Growth?
But that well, get
what,
ahead what? Of the growth.
But what? What growth?
Well, there'll be, but there, no, there'll be
there
more.
Will be?
Well,
there
sure.
Will
I think that. Well, now, now wait, now, now. You got to be. You got to have vision.
Oh yes.
Okay.
We got $100 million worth of vision over there.
No, but I'm not. Well, are you against
the
project?
And I was against the bridge.
Are, no, are you against the health center being? Health center
I was
being there?
Okay. That was my idea to put it there because.
Well, okay, you and others. Okay.
Well, I led it because they wanted to put it on the golf course.
Okay.
And
right.
I said no. We got to have an alternative. Anyway, no, no. I think that's a good idea, but we don't need that bridge there now.
Okay.
Especially when we're foregoing. What you're doing is you're trading a scarce asset for something that may work and may not work for something that we absolutely know works that we got to do better with. We got to change. So
okay, what else?
Well, I think that our local representatives, but our state representatives need to communicate with us more. When they make a decision about BTU, they ought to come and ask us what we think. They don't have to do what we say, but they need to converse with us, and because we're the guys that deal with it at our level all the time. If we don't do it as a council, we have experts that do it.
You're talking about the legislation over in Austin
yes,
has to
sir,
do with
right,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now
Brown and Senator Ogden.
And again, not to necessarily say that you're wrong about that, but BTU is a minor player when you talk about power generation in Texas. They're not one of the
big
guys.
Not here in Bryan.
No, not here in Bryan. Right. You're right, but statewide.
Yeah.
And
right.
Again, not defending what they either do or don't do, but is that
but
a justification?
No, because the genesis of it was from here. It started here with people asking about what BTU was doing, and then somebody decided, well, we're going to put this on a bill, we're going to change things. And nobody said, well, what do you guys think? If you're going to do your job, I hate to say correctly, but if you're going to do it completely, you need to talk to the people that are involved in the situation. I've always known that, and you do too, that people involved in doing something at the lowest levels understand what's going on. They have an opinion that at least needs to be acknowledged mm-hmm. and checked out to make sure they're not on the right track.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's two pretty good ones right there, though. Hey, listen, I really appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Okay, that's Mike Sutherland. He's the at-large member of the Bryan City Council.